There was a growl round the table, and Speed says, "You don't understand it, because you're a foreigner. It is our game in England. Why, in Germany, according to what you said, fellas fight duels without any intent to kill each other, but just to get scars on their heads. Well, we wouldn't think much of that, let me tell you. The Schlager endows a man with honorable scars," says Bismarck. "What honor is there in beating an opponent with your fists? Besides, our dueling is for gentlemen." "Well, as to that, mein Herr," says Gully, smiling, "gentlemen in this country ain't ashamed to use their fists. I know I wish I'd a guinea for every coroneted head I've touched with a straight left hand." "Mine for one, any time you please, Jack," cries Cunningham. "But in the use of the Schlager there's soldierly skill," Bismarck insisted, and rapped his fist on the table. "Oho," thinks I, "what's this? Has our Prussian friend perhaps got a little more liquor on board than usual?" He was a mighty drinker, as I've said, but it occurred to me that he might not be holding it so well tonight. "If you think there's no skill in prize-fighting, my friend, you're well out of court," says one of the others, a heavy-faced guardee named Spotswood. "Didn't you see Ward this afternoon take the starch out of a chap 3 stone heavier than himself?" "Oh, your fellow Ward was swift and strong," says Bismarck, "but speed and strength are common enough. I saw no sign of skill in that butchery." And he emptied his glass as though that settled the matter. "Well, sir," says old Jack, smiling, "there was skill aplenty, and you can take my word for it. You wouldn't see it, 'cause you don't know what to look for, just as I wouldn't know what to look for in your schlag, what you call 'ems." "No," says Bismarck, "likely you would not." And the tone of his voice made Gully look sharp at him, although he said nothing. Then Tom Percival, sensing that there might be trouble if the subject wasn't changed, started to say something about hunting, but I'd seen my chance to set this arrogant Prussian down, and I interrupted him. "Perhaps you think boxing is easy," says I to Bismarck. "Do you fancy you could hold your own in a mill?" He stares at me across the table. "This one of those brawlers," says he at length. "A gentleman does not come to physical contact with those people, surely." "We don't have serfs in England," says I. "There isn't a man round this table wouldn't be glad to put him up with Nick Ward. Aye, and honoured, too. But in your case, suppose there was a sporting German baron whose touch wouldn't sully you, would you be ready to try it with him?" "Hold on, Flash," says Percival, but I carried on. "Or a gentleman from among ourselves, for example. Would you be ready to go a round or two with one of us?" Those cold eyes of his were damned uncomfortable on me, but I held his gaze, for I knew I'd got him. He considered a moment and then said, "Is this a challenge?" "Good God, no," says I. "Only you think that our good old game is just a brawl, and I'd like to show you different. If I were asked, I'd be ready enough to try my hand at this Schlager business of yours. Well, what do you say? I see you are smarting for revenge after our race the other day," says he, smiling. "Very well, Captain, I shall try a round with you." I believe he'd weighed me up for a coward who wouldn't be much good, in which he was right. And that he also thought, like many another ignoramus, that boxing was pure brute force and nothing more, in which he was wrong. Also, he'd seen that a good part of it was body wrestling, of which no doubt he had some experience. And he knew he was pretty well as big and strong as I. But I had a surprise in store for him. "Not with me," says I. "I'm no Nick Ward. Anyway, my idea is instruction, not revenge. And the best instructor in the whole world is sitting within 10 feet of you." And I nodded at Gully. All I intended was to make a fool of Bismarck, which I knew Gully could do with one hand behind his back, and so cut his comb for him. I hadn't any hope that Gully would hurt him, for unfortunately old Jack, like most champions, was a gentle, kindly sort of fool. Indeed, at my proposal he burst out laughing. "Lord, Flashy," says he, "do you know how much I used to be paid to come up to scratch, and do you want to see it free, you dog?"